Let's see, if you were mad with one of these colored people and thought that he was trifling and no good, what might you call him?
I'd call him a nigger.
Okay. Let's see, and what do you call people like us whose skin is white?
So white people, I didn't know.
Okay. Now, if a white person was mad with a colored person, you might call him a nigger.
Yeah.
Now, if a colored person got mad with a white person, what do you think you might call him behind his back?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you know?
No, I would call him anything.
Yeah, that's what I thought about that.
Well, you know, they must have some words, but
I don't know what they are.
Probably some of them use one thing, some another. You can't tell much about what a nigger will do.
Yeah,
hey.
Some truth to that. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got awfully what?
Mad, I guess.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, "Man, I'm really
tired."
The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he was what? At school.
Misbehaved.
Well, now if the nurse sent him home, she sent him home because he...
He was better or something, I think.
Well...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm after.
It's sweet.
Well, he said because he was ill. Would you say it that way, or would you say another way?
Well, if he's
sick or ill, one. We used to ordinarily say he's sick.
What would you say, Ms. Cochran?
That's what I'd say.
What would you say it?
He's sick.
Okay. Now, if you were talking about, if he wasn't, well, let's see, if you were to put it into this context, you'd say, the nurse sent the little boy home because he, what, at school?
Was sick.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, if he'd eaten too many green apples or something, you might say he got sick where? Okay. Well, would you say, let's see, if you were going to finish this sentence, you'd say he got sick, what?
Eating at
his stomach.
Yeah, well, would you say at his stomach, or in his stomach, or on his stomach? Or?
In his stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Well, I don't watch it, cause.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say, "You better behave, or something's going to get you."
They used to say boogers or something like that.
Okay. How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Let's see. I'd be glad to see them.
Yeah, but if this was December the 25th...
Now, I'd meet him at the door.
Yeah, and what would you say? It's Christ's birthday. So what would you say?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
No, it's Christmas Day, so what would you say?
I don't know. I'd be glad to meet him about all again.
Well, what if somebody just comes to see you on Christmas Day? Isn't that something you say? You don't say Happy New Year. You might say,
"Happy Christmas."
Okay,
right?
Fine. That's what I was interested in finding out. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, "Gee, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far."
Tote this much.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in water, and it can draw its four legs and its head and its tail into its shell?
Turtle.
Okay. And how about if it lives on land?
Terrapin.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yellow.
Okay.
And white is too different.